how this all came about was a friend of mine from high school was in the process of nominating a teacher who she works with at a school in Arizona. And she reached out to me and she said, Sarah, I am going through the criteria and you're perfect for this award. And she had been following on social media the work that I do at the high school, specifically with our Peace Week. We celebrate the International Day of Peace every year on the 21st of September. And we started the Kings for Peace Week back in 2017. And, you know, I wanted a way for students to explore what peace means to them, and had done quite a few different projects with looking at the atomic bomb survivors in Hiroshima, Japan, and Nagasaki, and looking at Holocaust survivors and really having my students work with some difficult histories. And so at the end of that unit, we talked a lot and I provided an opportunity for students to write some letters to atomic bomb survivors about what they learned from their stories. And in all of these stories, it was one of perseverance and of hope and of looking toward the future and working together. And it was a really inspiring unit. And I thought, you know, I want to expand this beyond the walls of my classroom so every student at K-High can think about these issues, you know, if they don't take my class. So we came together, created this big school-wide assembly, and it stuck. And so now next year, we'll have our fourth annual Kings for Peace Week. And I'm just really excited. The students have been working already and we have a theme all set to go. It's called Shaping Peace Together. And it may be virtual. It may look differently than it has in the past, but I'm just really excited that students have an opportunity to grapple with a really important question.
So how have you been dealing with the switch to a lot of virtual learning? I know it's like very hard to keep kids engaged because everybody's at home. What have you found useful in keeping kids engaged?
Yeah, and that's where, you know, we talk about connection through teaching and how connections with your students are so vital. And moving to online is difficult. It's been difficult, I know, for the students and a huge challenge for the teachers. And, you know, I don't know if I translate well in this medium. You know, I'm a goofball and I spell words wrong and the kids point them out on the board. Mrs. Campbell, you spelled that word wrong. And we laugh at each other. And, you know, that's what I have. And that's what I'm used to. And I've been teaching for 20 years. And that's the medium that I know works. I have 20 years of, no, that didn't work. Okay, this did. Let's stick with this. And so honestly, I have felt like a first year teacher all over again. And I've worried about my students. You know, we were Zooming daily, weekly with classes, but the kids kept tuning in. You know, the work wasn't required, it wasn't graded, but they did their best. Some couldn't make it, they had jobs, and they emailed me and said, hey, Mrs. Campbell, I can't make it to class today, but you know, they were happy to stay in contact with email. And what was most important during this time was health and safety and making sure that we maintained connections with kids, with their families, and really supported social emotional learning.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Campbell, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.